We're starting a bit earlier than the countdown because we're going up a bit late. Here's the theme tune. I can't see any of the chat room, Chris, so I don't know if anyone's guessing correctly. There's a big prize for anyone who guesses correctly, but I can't see any chat room. I'll just see if Chris can get that up. He's on it. Why am I wearing my headphones? It's not Happy Talk. It's not Chick Chick. It sounds like Chick 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 Chicken Day, little thing for me. Andy McGates, that's not a bad guess. It isn't that, though. If you guessed earlier, this is really sound. This is just bang on at the moment. No one's got it. It's not Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. It's not doing the Lambeth Walk. It's got an alternate tune. I'm going to do the other tune now. See if that helps. The fact it's got a different tune should give you a clue. I've gone back into the other tune. This is the one I was doing. It's not Give Us a Clue. The theme tune to Give Us a Clue was also the theme tune to Grange Hill. Or did you mean Give Us a Clue? Oh, you meant the show. This sounds so like this is such a brilliant portrayal of it. Come on! Right, I'm going to have to get on because the football scores are already late. It was Oh Jesus, I Have Promised! Oh Jesus, I have promised to serve thee to the end. Master and my friend. Oh Jesus, I have promised to serve thee to the end. Oh, give me grace and follow the master of my friend. Or it could be, Oh Jesus, I have promised to love thee to the end. There's another one as well, isn't there? There's a third version of that. Oh Jesus, I have promised. It was the best song at school assembly. It was the only one that was a little bit cool. Oh, give me grace to follow my master and my friend. Boom, 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 ba-dum, boom, 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 ba-dum, ba-dum. Jesus, I have promised. Anyway, welcome to Me One versus Me Two Snigger. It's not all named my that tune. This is it's getting changed. This should all be about snooker. It's frame 180. This ongoing contest where Me One, the normal man, takes on Me Two, the very strong breeze, to find out who is the best at snooker. It's been going for about 12 years now. We're on frame 180. It's 85, plays 83. I know that doesn't add up to 180, but there's been some draws. There's been some alternate players. There was obviously a lot of alternate players during lockdown, but those are not included either. Hello, Yuri Kukovsky is a big fan of mine. Yuri Kovansky is a big fan of mine. Good. I'm glad. Hello, from Kovansky. Hello, Yuri Kovansky. It's nice to have you here. I think we've been Yeah, but anyway, welcome. So we've got some people crashing the party. Raided. That's the word, raided. That's what I'm looking for. Anyway, look, we haven't got time for that. First of all, I have to tell you that Vasily Utkin's family got in touch to say they were not happy to have the arena named after them. So I'm going to instead, very bad news, my favourite African genetic engineer, probably yours as well, has died. Marunwa Makwarela. You can't do that. You absolutely could not do that, especially on the day of their death. They were born in 1972, which, you know, that makes me feel... that makes me feel very sad, as you can see from the laughter. the because he is born after I was born and has died before I have died, and that is against the nature of things. 51 years young, a politician, and he died from a short illness. And that's the worst kind of thing you can die from. So I hope Marunwa Makwarela. I'm only laughing because it's so absolutely inappropriate to laugh. That's there. I'm very sad about it. Makwarela. I'm sure they were a big fan of snooker, and I'm sure the family will be happy with everything that I've done tonight. But let's get straight over to the 8. Oh, wow, there's already some scores at the 8:08. I mean, that's not surprising, I guess. Arsenal versus Chelsea. It's the big match. The London players meeting up to decide who is the best in London. And it's Arsenal 1, Chelsea 0. Arsenal top of the league in English Football League Championship. Leicester City currently top, playing Southampton, who are vying for at least a playoff place, but may get automatic promotion if everything goes their way. It's unlikely. They would definitely have to beat Leicester for that to happen. And I hope the Russians are enjoying this. It's 0-0. In English Football League, League One, Cambridge United 0, Wycombe Wanderers 0. Cheltenham Town 2, Peterborough United 0. What an incredible score for 8:08. They haven't been going for 24 minutes. English Football League 2, Barrow 0, Bradford City 0. Colchester United 1. Doncaster Rovers have also got one. They've got one each there. English National League, the best league there is. Altrincham C, Gateshead C. I mean, that is we've never had that before. We've never had them. We've had P's. We've never got both teams on a C. So that's incredible work there. Of course, York City came 20th in the division, just staying out of the relegation zone by 1 point. Which I think is fantastic. They've done the absolute minimum work required to stay in the league. And there they are. Over to Italia, the Coppa Italiae. Lazio 0, Juventus 0. It's a 0-2 on aggregate. The CONMEBOL Libertadores. Not even sure where this is. Estudiantes. I don't know what accent to do because I don't know where it is. Estudiantes 23. Premio 0 and Caracas 23, Rosario Central 0. So it's 23-0 in both those matches. Incredible. In the Austrian Bundesliga, Austria Lustano. Oh no, those are full times. Sorry, I should not have got into that. But Blau Weeb Linz have got 0 and Rheindorf Altach have 1. In the Belgian Jupiler Pro League, Westerlo 1. OH Leuven 0, St. Drinjen 0, Gent 0, Standard Liège 0, Mechelen 0. And those are all the scores so far. It's been quite good, hasn't it? And that's that done. So that's that bit done. No, Jesus, I've promised. We've done that. Back to the snooker. Should mention the snooker. The Marunwa Makwarela is also, I'm going to get in trouble because I've got the name wrong. Me One's breaking tonight. It's been a while since we played, which is why I'm a bit hyper. Very excited to be here. I'm also drinking... Oh, where's it gone? I was drinking some drugs. Oh, it's there on the... I've got some drugs. I've got drugs you can buy in Waitrose. The best kind of drugs available to mankind. 30 milligrams CBD. I'm high as a kite, my friend. Tonight's result may not be included due to the players partaking of drugs. So far, they haven't had any, but I'm going to offer them some and see if they take it. Me One won the last frame, 55-42, I think. Is currently 85-83 ahead. Once trailing by 10 frames, now 2 frames ahead. If Me One wins tonight, surely that's game over. Let's go over to Me One. He's just sat down. I'm going to offer him some drugs. How are we doing, Me One? Pretty good, thanks, Rich. Would you like some drugs? Yeah, thanks, I'll try some drugs. Yeah, I'm pretty... Oh, there's peas coming out my face. Ooh-wee, Rick. Good, yeah, so there we go. How are we feeling about tonight's frame? If I'm honest... Oh, sorry. If I'm honest, Rich, it's just great to be back. The old old drugs there, causing a mistake in the control room. I'm looking forward to it, but it's been so long since I've played. I've almost forgotten how to play the snooker on the old green board. So, sorry, the drug's just kicking in now. I'm getting what this fuss is all about. It's pretty good stuff. Well, I'm sure Me Too will not want to take drugs during this. He's just sitting down now. How are you feeling, Me Too? Disappointed, of course, that I'm not on drugs. Well, do you want to be on drugs? I've got some drugs. Sure, pass it over. Oh, thanks. You passed it over. Mm. If both players are on drugs, then I think it's all right, isn't it? I think it is okay. And it's nice you can buy drugs in Waitrose. Ian Waitrose is selling them now. And, it just takes the edge off, doesn't it? I'd quite like to get a bit more into proper... Now I'm 57 nearly. I'd like to get into proper hard, like heroines. All the drugs, the cracks. Like a crack. Other ones, other drugs as well. Yeah, we'll give that a go. That would be fun. You go on crack and B1 doesn't go on crack. Let's see who's got the best crack. Yeah. 457 viewers. Well, thank you very much to the people who've raided. It's quadrupled our audience. I hope you're enjoying this. I hope it's all making sense to you. I would say to kids at home, don't take drugs unless you're in hospital, as many of my fans are, and then take as many drugs as you can. They're free. There's some good ones. Yeah, I had some morphine when I was in hospital. It was excellent. Yeah, I mean, we're not here to recommend drugs. I'd just like to say, try it. Anyone's got some morphine, I'd love to have a bit more. And some anaesthetic as well. I'd love to have some more of that. So just send it in if you've got it. I'll give it a go live on it. All right, this is turning into something different. I am taking the morphine now. And now I'm going to play snooker. Good. Yeah, so it's a great drug, morphine. There's another fan of morphine in the chat room there. Monsieur Tati. It's very Moorish, says Bethany. You're absolutely correct. Richard, I'm looking forward to this. I feel like I've let the yibyabs go. The yibyabs, I think that's what they're called. I've had the yibyabs. Is that the word? That's what I'm going to call it. And they're gone. I'm here to play snooker. We've done the music. We've done the football scores. Let's get on with the business that we're here for. Me Too, winning a frame of snooker and everyone betting on him and winning loads of money. Yep, let's do it. So over to Me One, Me Two in the Maranhwa Macarena Arena. How are we doing, commentator? Thank you, Richard. Lovely to be back. It's been a little bit of an extended holiday for us over the last month or so. But finally a Tuesday's come up where nothing's going on and you're not too tired to do it. So let's let the festivities commence. Let the feast begin. Let the games commence. Me One to break, wearing his trademark Mr. Poopy Butthead t-shirt. The green board bays in a little bit of a state, been used to do all sorts of things on at the moment. There's dirt all over it. Let's see how we go. Me One nearly pots the white, doesn't pot the white. Me Two sees an opportunity, misses it. It gets nicely on the black. It would have been beautiful if he'd done it. If he potted that red, that could have been the start of something beautiful. Me One, tricky red into the middle. Oh, hits the post, bounces out, nearly pots the blue. Me Two, no, he can't do that. He realises he picks off a bit of referee. Three has done a fantastic job here. Me Two. Oh, should have got that maybe. Me One. Does a burp, CBD burp. Me One. Just pissing in the wind there. No points so far. Me Two. Lovely attempt to pot in the middle. Fails. Me One. Got to get this one surely. And there we are. We're off the mark. Me One. Can he snide that pink? No, he's going to go for the black. Slightly trickier, but one more point. Oh, he's hit it too fine. But Me One leaps into a lead. If this stays, if it ends 1-0, he will be three frames ahead. Me Two. Oh, that was unlucky. I thought that was going in, jingled and jangled a little bit. Me One doesn't go down for it. He's confident and rightly confident. What a pot. And he knows he's got the blue. He's got the red. He's got the blue. Can he get another red? That's the next colour if you... watching in black and white. Can he get this red? There's a chair in his way. Is he going to try and double this? I mean, he's failed and he's gone in off. So me one, scores six, gives away four. There's not a computer in the world that could calculate this score apart from robot voice. Calculating, calculating. Me one, seven. Me two, four. Me two. So far, only the points on his back. He tries to double. He pots the blue. Amazing. The red cannoned into the blue. Me two immediately pays back that foul with a little bit of interest. And me one. Oh, did he touch the black with his hand there? He's got away with it if he did. The referee didn't notice it. Maybe he caught it on camera. Me one. Beautiful pot. There will be some me two fans upset about this. This could be a clearance from here. Could clear the whole board. He's just looking through. Will that go? I think it will. Yes, it's a three ball break. Will the pink go down? He thinks it will. Oh, he's wrong about that one. So a beautiful break of eight. For me one. Highest break we've had for a while. Me too. Yet to score a point of his own volition. Until now, they think it's all over. It isn't yet. Because me too has scored 1 point. Scratch that. He scored 6 points. And me too, I think, maybe enraged by that possible foul. Would have been worth 7 points to him instead. 8 points the other way. He's got a three-ball break. Can he make it a four-ball break? This could be 12 points right here if he gets this blue in. Did he touch the red with his finger? Well, we don't know. 5, 6, 7 points to me too. That makes it a little bit more. It's 20 plays 11. Me one. Yeah, well, they'll be talking about this on Five Live later. Me one gets one. Don't think he can get... He's just going to go for the black. Oh, nearly went in off of the black, but instead, beautifully done. Sends the cue ball right down the table. Calculating, calculating. Me one, 21. Me two, 11. There's 10 points in it. Here's a beautiful snooker. Me two gets out of it. Oh, nearly pots the pink, but doesn't pot the pink. Me one. Nearly pots the pink and does pot the pink. And this could be the turning point in the entire match. Me too gets 6 points. He's up to 17. He's got the easiest red we've ever seen. He gets that red. He comes around for the black. He's just maybe a little bit short on it, but... Oh, he missed and he's gone in off. Oh, me too, you fucking idiot. He gets 1 point. Gives away 7 points. Calculating, calculating. Me one, 28. Me two, 18. There's still 10 points in it. It felt like me two was coming back, didn't it? But the me one maintains that 10-point cushion that should see him home. He's potted a red. Amazingly, he just cracked that. It didn't look like there was any skill in it at all. Potted a red. He's on the black, but the other red is a long way away. Oh, I think he tried to... I think he was thinking of trying to get the cue ball down the table, which he failed to do. He didn't pot an easy black. Me two gets out of it nicely. But me one could pot this red. Oh, should have potted the red. Nearly pots the cue ball. Nearly pots the cue ball. Me two. Oh, that was a good effort at that. Didn't even get down to it. Me one. Again, I think maybe trying for a snooker. Me two. Don't know what he was trying for. Me one. Oh, me one's gone in off. Four valuable points. Four valuable points to me two. He goes up to 22. And it's me two at the hockey to play. He pots. Pots a red. Pots a green. Beautifully on the yellow. This guy's played snooker before. He's got 4 points. Can he make it six? Oh, nearly didn't, but he did it. He's up to six. Can he make it nine? I don't think so. Oh, well, I was wrong with that. He makes it nine. One of the best shots we've ever seen in self-playing snooker. Not only has he got that, he's got on the brown. He's potted the brown. Is he on the blue? He's just snookered himself, but he could still pot this blue. Oh, he missed it. What a shame. What a shame.
So what did he get? Oh, fuck, I've lost track. He had 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13 points to me too. But then he missed the blue, gave away 5 points. Me too is ahead by 1 point. That's where I'm at. It's 34 plays 35, according to me. I don't know if Andy McCaich agrees, but me won. 36 plays 37, he says. I don't know what to tell you. It's the same basic differential, though. Me won has an easy blue to pot. He's potted it. This is a such shame. Me too could have been on one of the highest books I've ever seen. If me one can get this pink, he's won again. Me one gets 5 points. He pots the pink but goes in off. Me two gets 6 points. Me two could have been down and out. Instead, he's back in this. The pink comes back on the table. There's 13 points on the table. This is a game of some import and excitement. Me too. He surely can't pot this pink from here. Oh, he comes close. And he does. He pots it. But he's also potted the white. Incredible scenes. Incredible. I make it 45-41. With me one now having the chance to pot this pink. Can't believe they've both done it in a row. Surely not 3 times in a row. He's gone in off. Can he pot the pink as well? Unbelievable scenes. It's 57 plays... 47 plays 45, I think. Me too. Can he get this pink in? Oh, you know it. What a shot! We've seen some of the best snooker we've ever seen tonight here. And can me too put a cherry on this pie? Yes, he can, and how! He takes his score up to 60. It's a fantastic win for me too, with a trick shot to end on that Willie Thorne would think was quite difficult to do. 45-60 with 85-84. It's fucking game on, my friends. This game is back on. The magic is back in the snooker match. 300 people have stopped watching. But my, oh my, they must be fucking idiots. Because you who stayed, forget Coventry versus Man United. Where when people come to talk of the greatest moments of sport of the 21st century, me one versus me two, frame 180 will surely be there. Without hyperbole, I can say it is the greatest snooker match I have ever seen in my life, and I've seen at least 180 frames plus all the ones we did in lockdown. That is fucking loads. Commentator, anything to add? No, I think you covered it. Back to Richard in the studio.
Well, wow. You know, some people wrote Me One versus Me Two snooker off. Some people said it was the dying actions of a man whose career was in torpor. I didn't understand what any of that meant. But I say, fool on you. Fool on you once, fool on you. Fool on you twice. Also fool on you, just double fool. Fool on you 3 times. 3 times is treble. That's a treble. Treble 20. 180. Let's talk to Me Too first of all. How's it feel, Me Too? Well, you know, I told you I was back. I did it for the sick kids. It was a drug enhanced performance, but I still think all of that should go in the record books and people should forget about the drugs. Yeah, I agree. Let's forget about the drugs. We've all taken drugs. Why are we getting all fancy pants about it? You know, everyone's had a drug of some kind. Just shut your face and enjoy the sport. Well done, me too. I am pleased for you. You are my favourite, and I'm always sad when you're behind. Me one, I also like you. You're my second favourite snooker player, probably apart from me 11. I like. How's it feeling for you? Well, Richard, you know, don't do drugs, kids, is my advice, because I did drugs. I tried them. I thought it would make me cool. I thought everyone would look at me and go, whoa, me one, you're quite the fella. Let's be friends. But no, I opened up a vortex to hell, and that hell was by losing by like 15 points at snooker when I've been winning quite a lot of matches. So I'm going to go home, lick my wound. your wound. Yeah. Can you do that? Yeah. You're going to lick your own wound. I am. And then after I've licked it, I'm going to spit out the bits. And come back next time. Maybe not next week. Maybe next week. Yeah, I am on tour quite a lot over the coming coming weeks, which might dampen my opportunity to play snooker. I think I'm usually around on Tuesdays. Do come and see me, richardhayne.com/ballback/tour. You know, I should have done that when there was 400 people watching. And they'd have had to fly in from Russia by the looks of it. You know, there's 136. If you all bought a ticket to the Bloomsbury Theatre, that would really help me if you all, you 135 viewers, came to... I know most of you don't live in London, but come and have a holiday. It would really help out. Do come along, see me live if you can. And that's... I know a lot of people are watching this the next day and listening to the podcast. So come and see me talk about my ball. I don't like to talk about the testicular cancer, but, you know, I seem to. Some people in California, you come. It'd be easier if you come to me rather than me coming out to you. So you come and watch me in the Bloomsbury. And no, I'm not coming to Devon. Never again. Thanks for watching. Well done to me too. He is the best one. You are right to support him. And from me and all the me's, and from Jesus, who I have promised. Oh Jesus, I have promised to play snooker till the end. If you are ever near me, I don't need a friend. I play snooker against myself until I win and lose. And then I will come to heaven and we can have a booze. From me and all the me's, sorry. I'm sorry for everything I've done.